Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my look back at 2016 in local news. April 8th, a 34-year-old man from North English being held at the Washington County Jail died. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, jail personnel reported an unresponsive male and conducted CPR until an ambulance arrived. The man was identified as Everett William Christner. The Washington County Medical Examiner pronounced Christner deceased. In April, the Winfield Mount Union High School Jazz Band competed in the Iowa Jazz Championships and walked away winners. The Wolves were the top band in Class 1A in Des Moines. Mid Prairie's Jazz Band also competed at the championships in Class 2A. A Keokuk County woman was identified as the victim in a death investigation. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety on April 7th, the Mahaska County Sheriff's Office received an emergency 911 call in Barnes City for a victim who'd been struck by a motor vehicle. The victim was 24-year-old Courtney Moore of Wachier. Her ex-boyfriend, 26-year-old Trenton Garber of Montezuma, was the person driving the vehicle that struck Moore. In August, it was announced that no charges would be filed following the investigation. May 1st. Local historian Michael Zaz presented early moving pictures and magic lantern slides to a sold-out crowd at the State Theater in downtown Washington, which is now officially the world's oldest continuously operating cinema. Evelyn Carrera, official representative of Guinness World Records, said,
"Well, it's been a great reception. I'm glad to be here and to recognize, you know, something amazing that has been achieved, and that's what we do here at Guinness World Records. You know, we try to recognize the best of the best."
The films and slides that Zaz has worked for decades to restore and exhibit are accompanied by music created by Red Cedar Chamber Music. The group's cellist, Carrie Boston, has worked with Zaz over the years.
This event is the culmination of all of the work that we've done, but not just that, everything that he has done to preserve this collection for 35 years. I have to say it's very emotional. And it's very inspiring because for someone like Michael to have dreamt about bringing this collection to people's attention, to be fulfilled in this way, I can't think of anybody that deserves this more. And he doesn't want it to be about him. He doesn't think it's about him. But it's all because of him. And it's been his work. And every one of us who has worked with him and tried to help in any way that we could just admires him so much, and most of us wish we could have had him as a teacher.
The show was a celebration of Washington's history, the people and places who made it, and the local historian who brought it back to life. In May, the former president of People's Savings Bank of Crawfordsville entered guilty pleas in federal court for embezzlement and obstructing a bank examination. 52-year-old Russell Wagler of Wayland misapplied bank funds, and he unlawfully obtained multiple unauthorized bonuses and increased salaries. As a result, the bank suffered losses of nearly $627,000. In May, four area athletes claimed championships at the high school state track meet. Mid Prairie's Anna Hostetler won the 1,500-meter race. Javante Squires of Lone Tree was the first place in the long jump. Highland senior Kiefer Sexton was the top runner in the 3,200-meter race. In the 200-meter dash, Bryce Aachen of Waco won first place. May 18th, 22 grants were awarded for a total of $798,000 at the spring grant distribution held by the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. The largest grant of the evening was for $300,000 to the City of Kelowna for their community center project. May 29th, 108 students graduated as part of the Washington High School class of 2016. Mid Prairie High School had 75 seniors graduate. The Washington High School girls golf team defended their state championship in June 1st in Des Moines. In addition to the team winning 2 years in a row, sophomore Sarah Nackis defended her individual state title. Nackis was the medalist, 9 strokes better than the rest of the field. June 2nd, the Columbus Winfield Mount Union boys soccer team fell in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. As heard live on KCII, the game was even at 0-0 after 80 minutes of regulation had ticked by. The golden goal rule was in effect for overtime, meaning the first team to score a goal wins the match. In the first 10-minute overtime period with 6 seconds left, Carol Kemper Catholic knocked a goal into the net to advance to the semifinals. The Wildcats ended their season 17-2. Washington County voters cast ballots in the primary June 7th. The Republican nominee for sheriff was Jared Schneider, who gathered 59% of the vote, followed by Kirk Bailey and Ken Miller.
In Supervisor District 4, incumbent Stan Stoops won over Robert Shepard. In District 2, incumbent Bob Yoder won over challenger Stephanie Slabaugh. In House District 78, incumbent Jared Klein won with 66% of the vote. A house fire in downtown Washington that took the life of 22-year-old Deshia Matthew on Father's Day also displaced three individuals who lived in the home. The four people who lived at 116 West 3rd Street were customers of Optime Life Services, an agency that provides on-site staff for people with mental and intellectual disabilities. It was later determined that the cause of the fire was a discarded cigarette, and there weren't working smoke detectors. Two men were honored for 70 years with the Washington Municipal Band at the group's 85th birthday celebration in June. Mayor Sandra Johnson presented certificates of appreciation to John Winga and Wayne Brock. Former Washington Demon girls basketball coach Phil Long lost his battle with cancer June 21st at the age of 59. Long spent 25 years coaching girls basketball for the Demons. He was on staff for three state basketball championships and won three Southeast Conference titles as head coach. He retired from coaching after the 2014 season. The emerald ash borer was found and confirmed in Washington County in June. The state fire marshal assisted in the investigation of the fire that broke out at the Kelowna Bakery June 25th. As KCII News reported live from the scene, two ladder trucks were used to fight the flames. Kelowna, Riverside, Wellman, and Washington Fire Departments were there, as well as Kelowna QRS, Washington County Sheriff's Personnel, Washington County Ambulance, and Alliant Energy. That's been today's Washington page on KCII, taking a look back at the news from 2016. Listen tomorrow for the next quarter of 2016. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.